Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explain well with Christelle, what is going on with the president today?
So, you know, like as you started chatting to me, I'm literally looking at you and typing as fast as I can because the situation is changing so quick. And I think it's safe to say right now it's clear as mud.
Yeah.
My servants know staan. So môre moet die parlement besluit, die LPS moet besluit, gaan hulle die verslag oor die Palapala incident wat afkomstig is van 'n onafhanklike paneel aanvaar en die aanbevelings aanvaar of nie. En mens sou dink dit is taamlik, weet dit spreek van self, maar is nie. Die ANC het die meerderheid setels in die parlement. So tensy daar genoeg ANC LPS is wat saam met die oppositie stem, gaan hulle dit nie deurkry nie.
Well, Paul Mashatile has just come out and said that they will not. The ANC will not support adopting. Why do they need to adopt a panel? What happens now? I mean, this report has been written, now it goes to parliament. What happens if they decide not to adopt it?
So as hulle dit nie aanvaar nie, then it basically becomes a moot point, although not really. Because the opposition parties are also planning a motion of no confidence, but before we even get to that, the debate itself might not proceed.
Maar daar is ook soveel teenstrydige stories oor waar die geld vandaan kom. Hmm. Wie is hierby betrokke? Hoe moet die president nou voortgaan? So ons is, kan dankbaar wees dat ons 'n reputable source het soos Jack and News. Maar daar is soveel hearsay, hierdie persoon het dit gesê, sources have said, so as jy online kyk na nogal redelik goeie journalistieke bronne, maar hulle is allemaal onder die indruk amper van die sources have said and that this and that. There's almost nothing that is concrete.
In this deal van die uitdaging, with all these sources that are unnamed, it is so hard to ascertain fact from fiction. So you say you have a reputable source, who is it? But so we do know from the report itself. So the report itself was essentially based on hearsay in terms of it wasn't a legal, you know, a court process.
Yeah.
Joe says I did something, Rob says he saw something different, and you evaluate whether I have a case to answer or not. It's not an actual legal finding. And this is essentially what the president, part of what he's taking it on review on. It's going to be a tough battle there, but now because he has filed papers at the Constitutional Court, in essence it becomes sub judice. So the debate on the report might be put on ice. Opposition parties are not going to be happy about this, and they certainly will still try and proceed with a motion of no confidence. But we're running out of year.
Well, what I find very interesting is that Paul Mashatile and Zweli Mkhize are the two front runners to compete with Cyril for the ANC presidency in this month. Okay. And both of them have come out in the last hour and said they support nothing being done about this report. We're not going to adopt the Section 89. I thought if you were one of the guys trying to oust the president and take over, you would want the report to go forward. I find it very strange that all of the political opposition inside the ANC have now said, now we're going to stick behind this thing.
But so it's because you have to take the party line. So let's take the example that I had of myself earlier. Let's say I did something horrible. I was mean to a puppy. Okay, and this starts making headlines. I was not
you
mean to a puppy.
Mean.
But let's say it's alleged that I was mean to a puppy. You guys, at least in the public eye, would most likely back me.
Mm.
You would call me aside and say, Christelle, why are you mean to puppies? That is not a cool thing to do. That's not who we are. But if someone asks you about this, you'll be like, no, Christelle would never be mean to puppies. Because that is the position we take as a team.
Ja, maar dit is ook soos, dit gaan eintlik nou by my punt wat ek wou maak oor die feit dat ons het daai klankgreep in die nuusbulletins hoor. Ek dink dit is Julius Malema wat sê, as 'n ANC lid van parlement, is jy eintlik verantwoordelik vir die publiek and that like the truth must come out. Hulle moenie hulle self gedra soos ANC lede met hulle factions en dit en dat en dit nie. They must not be mandated by party politics. They must be mandated by the search for the truth.
The day a South African member of parliament acts in the interest of the public and not their party, hell will freeze over.
Please, as a blip.
Literally. That will be the day that you will see a brand. It'll never happen.
Well, look, the thing is, Roz, you have a very valid point. Because if I'm mean to a puppy, that's not a cool thing to do. And again, I was not mean to a puppy. maar ek verteenwoordig nie die publiek nie, ek verteenwoordig net myself. Mm. En jy is reg, aan die einde van die dag, ons LPS is verantwoordbaar aan die publiek.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They never have
been.
Absolutely. Okay, so basically Cyril is taking this to the Constitutional Court.
He's taking it to the Constitutional Court, which is his right. He does have the right, whether he has a case or not.
Okay, and while that all happens, the ANC is going to say, we're not going to adopt this report. And there's going to be a big boo-hah in Parliament tomorrow, and nothing is going to come out of it. And we're going to go to the elective conference, and everyone's going to shout about Pala Pala, and nothing's going to be resolved. Great. Business as usual.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.